After Show with your host, Sheila Ferrando, and sound by Matthew Jackson on Radio CKUT 90.3 FM Montreal or online at ckut.ca.
Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. Facebook whistleblower Frances Haugen's testifying on Capitol Hill today, expected to call on lawmakers to take action against Facebook for the harm it poses to its users and the world. According to her prepared remarks, she'll say, quote, "When we realized tobacco companies were hiding the harms it caused, the government took action. When we figured out cars were safer with seatbelts, the government took action. And today, the government is taking action against companies that hid evidence on opioids. I implore you to do the same here." Haugen's testimony comes a day after Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram suffered a six-hour outage disrupting online communication across the globe. We'll have more on Facebook after headlines. Johnson & Johnson has asked the Food and Drug Administration to authorize booster shots for its coronavirus vaccine. An FDA advisory panel will review the request at a meeting next week when it might also consider a booster shot from Moderna. Meanwhile, AstraZeneca has requested emergency use authorization from the FDA for its coronavirus antibody therapy, which the company claims reduces the chances of developing COVID by 77%. In other pandemic news, the largest healthcare network in New York State, Northwell, has fired about 1,400 workers who refused to get vaccinated. That's less than 2% of its staff. The state is mandating vaccines for all hospital and nursing home workers. While COVID cases continue to fall in much of the country, many areas remain in crisis. In California, the National Guard's been deployed to help overwhelmed hospitals in rural areas. In Alaska, doctors have been forced to ration care, essentially deciding which patients will live and who will die. President Biden's accused Senate Republicans of playing Russian roulette with the U.S. economy for blocking efforts to raise the U.S. government's debt limit. Biden warned the Republican move could be catastrophic for the economy.
Meteor is headed to crash into our economy. Democrats are willing to do all the work stopping it. Republicans just have to let us do our job. Just get out of the way. If you don't want to help save the country, get out of the way so you don't destroy it.
Meanwhile, grassroots pressure is growing on Democratic Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema to back a $3.5 trillion reconciliation package to expand the nation's social safety net and combat the climate emergency. On Sunday, a group of activists followed Sinema into a bathroom at Arizona State University, where she teaches, urging Sinema to back Biden's economic agenda. Video of the incident was posted online by the group Living United for Change in Arizona.
Right now is a real moment that our people need in order for us to be able to talk about what's really happening. We need a Build Back Better plan right now.
We knocked on doors. We need solutions. The Build Back Better plan has the solutions that we need.
We knocked on doors for you to get you elected. And just how we got you elected, we can get you out of office if you don't support what you promised us.
A senior lawyer at the State Department has blasted the Biden administration for continuing to mass expel asylum seekers without due process under the Trump-era policy, Title 42. The attorney, Harold Koh, described the expulsions as illegal and inhumane. In a memo, Koh wrote, quote, "I believe this administration's current implementation of the Title 42 authority continues to violate our legal obligation not to expel or return individuals who fear persecution, death, or torture, especially migrants fleeing from Haiti," he said. Harold Koh is leaving the Biden administration soon to teach at Oxford. California Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency in Orange County following what's been described as California's worst oil spill in nearly three decades. Officials now say as many as 144,000 gallons of oil has leaked from a pipeline connected to an offshore oil platform off the coast of Huntington Beach, about 30 miles south of Los Angeles. Investigators are looking into whether a ship anchor punctured the pipeline. Beaches in the area are expected to be closed for months. This is Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer.
Orange County District Attorney's Office is deeply concerned about the wildlife impact that has occurred on our shores and the economic impact to our community. And somebody's going to pay for that, criminally or civilly.
Environmental groups are calling on authorities to ban offshore oil drilling. Monica Embry of the Sierra Club's Beyond Dirty Fuels campaign said, quote, how many of these oil disasters do we have to witness before our elected leaders understand there is no safe way to drill or transport dirty fossil fuels, she asked. In related news, the Biden administration's moving ahead with a plan to open up 80 million acres of the Gulf of Mexico to new oil and gas drilling. An auction for drilling rights is scheduled for mid-November, but a coalition of environmental groups has sued to block the sale from moving forward. In climate news, a major new UN-backed study has found the world lost about 14% of its coral reefs between 2009 and 2018 due to rising temperatures. Researchers say coral reefs face an existential crisis. The Biden administration's reversed a Trump-era ban that blocked federally funded family planning clinics from referring patients for abortions or even mentioning abortion as an option. The so-called domestic gag rule had threatened health care for millions who rely on Title X health centers for primary and preventive care. Planned Parenthood Federation of America President Alexis McGill Johnson said the lifting of the Trump rule was, quote, a huge victory for patients and a huge victory for sexual and reproductive health care. To see our full interview with Alexis McGill Johnson, go to democracynow.org. A federal judge has sentenced a participant in the January 6 insurrection to 45 days in jail, a far harsher sentence than requested by federal prosecutors who asked for 3 months of home confinement. Matthew Mazzocco flew from Texas to join others in Washington who were trying to overturn the 2020 election. Judge Tanya Chutkan said, quote, if Mr. Mazzocco walks away with probation and a slap on the wrist, that's not going to deter anyone from trying to do what he did. Tens of thousands of Hollywood crew workers have voted to authorize a strike over disputes with studio producers on the work conditions and pay for crew working on streaming productions for Netflix, Apple, Amazon, and others. The workers are represented by YATSE, the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees. This is Rebecca Ryan, the union's executive director.
We have some members in our crafts that are so underpaid that they can't possibly survive in the cities where they provide services. And so we're looking for a livable wage for them. And we're looking for the employers to keep their long ago made promise that when new media moved from experimental to successful, that our members would then be paid industry standard rates for doing that work. And I don't think there's anyone that thinks Apple and Amazon and Disney need a break in order to produce their product.
A major investigation in France is estimating 330,000 children were sexually abused by Catholic clergy or lay members of the church since 1950. The head of the inquiry said the church had, quote, showed a profound and even cruel indifference towards the victims. Jean-Marc Sauvé, who headed the independent commission, spoke earlier today.
Un point majeur.
A major point that must be underlined is that until the early 2000s, there was deep, total, and even cruel indifference for the years towards the victims. The victims were not believed, were not listened to. When they were listened to, they were considered to have perhaps contributed to what had happened to them.
The Israeli newspaper Haaretz is reporting there's been a surge in Jewish settler violence against Palestinians in the occupied West Bank over the past 2 years. There were more cases of anti-Palestinian violence in the first half of 2021 than in all of 2019. Last week, the human rights group B'Tselem released a video of dozens of mass settlers escorted by Israeli security forces attacking Palestinian residents. B'Tselem said the settlers invaded Palestinian homes, smashed windows, and damaged equipment and vehicles. A three-year-old Palestinian boy was later hospitalized with a fractured skull. B'Tselem described the attack as a pogrom. Bangladesh is continuing to investigate last week's murder of one of the most prominent figures in the Rohingya refugee community. Mohibullah was gunned down in a refugee camp in Cox's Bazar. He had spent years gathering evidence against the Burmese military's ethnic cleansing campaign targeting Rohingya Muslims. Six men have been arrested in his murder so far. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte has announced he's retiring from politics after his term ends next year. He had previously said he would run for the vice presidency. Duterte is currently under investigation by the International Criminal Court for overseeing the mass killing of up to 30,000 people in his so-called war against drugs. On Monday, Duterte said he'll be involved in preparing for his defense in the ICC probe. Meanwhile, Ferdinand Marcos Jr., the son of the former Filipino dictator, has announced he'll run in next year's elections. There's also speculation Duterte's daughter may run as well. The United Nations is saying over 5,100 refugees have now been detained in western Libya as part of a sweeping crackdown. The detained include over 200 children. This comes as UN investigators accuse multiple sides in the Libyan conflict of committing possible war crimes, including torture, enslavement and extrajudicial killings. Many of the crimes targeted refugees who are trying to flee to Europe. In sports news, U.S. soccer has hired former acting Attorney General Sally Yates to investigate abusive behavior and sexual misconduct in the National Women's Soccer League. Last week, North Carolina Courage coach Paul Riley was fired after he was accused of coercing a player into having sex with him. The coach of the Washington Spirit was also fired last week over allegations of verbal and emotional abuse. On Friday, the commissioner of the National Women's Soccer League resigned, and the league canceled all of its weekend games. Some of the nation's largest pharmacy chains, including CVS, Walgreens, and Walmart, are on trial in Cleveland, Ohio, for recklessly selling painkillers fueling the deadly opioid epidemic. The pharmacies were sued in 2018 by two counties in Ohio. If convicted, the pharmacies could be on the hook to pay billions of dollars to help end the epidemic. The trial began on Monday. And Congressmembers Cori Bush and Emanuel Cleaver are calling on Missouri's Republican governor to halt today's scheduled execution of Ernest Lee Johnson, an intellectually disabled black man. In 2008, Johnson lost about 20% of his brain during a surgery to remove a tumor. In their letter, Bush and Cleaver write, quote, "Like slavery and lynching did before it, the death penalty perpetuates cycles of trauma, violence, and state-sanctioned murder in black and brown communities." And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. When we come back, Facebook whistleblower Frances Haugen is testifying on Capitol Hill today. She's expected to call on lawmakers to take action against Facebook for the harm it poses to its users and the world. We'll speak with Roger McNamee, an early Facebook investor and Zuckerberg mentor, who wrote the book Zucked, Waking Up to the Facebook Catastrophe. And we'll speak with Jessica Gonzalez, co-CEO of Free Press and member of the Real Facebook Oversight Board. She works with a coalition that works to disrupt online hate.
Ça pour le fun, on le dit à personne, on se bourre, elle déconne, je la foule, elle frissonne, on décolle sur Rocky Shit, on est seul dans le cockpit, la dérive dans l'orbite, smoke un gaz cosmique, ain't nobody stopping us, comme une roulette russe, elle crie qu'elle en veut plus, oh et pas montagne russe, Charlie, on a bien vécu, les jardins suspendus, l'avenir est inconnu, elle me dit ce qu'elle aurait voulu, le jeu s'est mélangé. La franchise est remblée, elle me laisse un goût cerise, l'impact d'un cœur qui brise. Quand le monde s'est arrêté, je me croyais pas belle, j'étais son âme sœur avant je lui dise bye bye. Elle me laisse un goût cerise, elle me laisse un goût cerise. Quand le monde s'est arrêté, je me croyais pas belle, la lumière s'éteint, on devient Hannibal. Du mal sur mon raf et coule ses larmes. Dans la coupe, on fait du sale. Elle veut que l'enfer me crame. Je vous laisse entre vous. Moi,
moi je serai jeune et fou. Fuck it, je veux tout, tout, tout. Pour ma bande de voyous, extra comme la loto. Escale à Tokyo, Soju, my girl loco. Elle rip mon kimono. Le jeu s'est mélangé, la franchise est d'emblée. Elle me laisse un goût cerise, l'impact d'un cœur qui brise.
Welcome back to CKUT. It's time for a little weather. Wednesday will be mainly sunny with a high of 20 degrees Celsius. Thursday will be mainly sunny with a high of 21 degrees Celsius. Friday will be sunny with a high of 20 degrees Celsius. Saturday will bring a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 19 degrees Celsius. Sunday will cool off and be cloudy with showers and a high of 16 degrees Celsius. Monday will be cloudy with showers and a high of 21 degrees Celsius. And Tuesday will be sunny with a high of 21 degrees Celsius.
Yeah, yeah.
Desire.
Na, 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 na.
Shades, Lords.
Na, na, na.
Oh. Meta at a show. Like who that backstage? She ain't performing, I know. But he can go and she can stay. Crossed ways, star path, locked eyes. Talk long time, out back bar high. Her thoughts wise, I thought dime. Will not shine this bright. Snap back, rock line. Guess I got caught. Try not to cross lines. Am I standing too close, I ask. While leaning on the hood, she laughed. Took a drag and said, in fact, I wish you would. Would what? Now that's the $1 million question. I said I'm a bit unsure, so please don't keep me guessing. Should I stay or should I go? Don't want to impose a pressure. I did want to impress her and make myself better. Maybe put letters together like I'm doing now. Say forever out loud or wait before making a sound. I'm always playing, so how can you ever know what I want? She's still slaying, but wow. Was never with her from the jump.
Late night, I could be here with you. Stay tight, and I'll be there for you. You just need to say the word. You just need to say the word, and I'll be there.
I ain't heard back, I'm nerve-wracked. In a thirst trap, won't turn back from her. Just something to work at and learn fast. Let go, I never quit. Trouble walking, I messaged her, stressing jerks, and I got that bubble popping on Messenger with long responses and them even longer pauses. And she's strong with causes, honest, and I know she's a boss and she's so cautious. Takes her time getting to know. I'm like, fine, won't say make up your mind. You want me to go, she likes slow. I'm ice cold, and me, I like planning. I like growing while knowing on whose ground it is I'm standing. We run the gamut, I'm not a man, damn it, and I can hardly stand it. She want a family and can't manage to sit with and understand this. I'ma call her in 2 years and ask, are you single? We no match, but if we let it rock sparks, we might rekindle. I'm sending smoke signals. We are better as friends, better as anything, but let him sing. Ooh, what my heart intends.
Late night, I could be here with you. Stay tight and I'll be there for you. You just need to say the word. You just need to say the word and I'll be there. Late night, I could be here with you. Stay tight and I'll be there for you. You just need to say the word.
Say the word.
You just need to say the word and I'll be there.
If I die on my whip, call me Sir Cobain. Doing 160 while I'm swerving lanes. And I don't fuck with y'all, cause you some lames. Keep my circle small, low-key and in my brain. So I chill with it, roll with it, fuck with it. Fake friends and dead ends ain't no different. Make ends meet to defeat the stereotypical beliefs of my ID. Being a black sheep before 13. Now I'm aiming for wins for my whole team. Don't take L's, don't believe pipe dreams. Trying to do the right things to succeed. Too many problems to count. I've always been bad at math. Always true to myself. Can see it on the polygraph. That's up forever. Tell them in a body bag. Hey. Tell them in a body bag. Yeah. I co-rant the logistics, the image and the gist of how I truly feel, but some details are missing. Sorry, I'm riffing, I guess I'm just overthinking. Ain't nothing different, really ain't nothing different. So if you see me in that Honda, know I'm doing my last round of taking in the scenery before I'm Skirt Cobain. Counting down the days. 6 a.m. feeling anxious, I'm living too reckless. Losing focus of the bigger picture. Too infatuated in the hater who I think I am. And allergic to the ideas of what I should be deserving. Who is Sarah? Tone in her voice should be soothing, but I forgot it. Too long since I heard it. Pills to try, reach it, just ain't working. Maybe her line is off, maybe I'm off. I live in too many maybes. Ever since I was a baby, I've been living in my head. Thinking smallest the biggest of things when really I just daydream. Hopeful and hopeless, struggling to focus. Last girl sucked the passion from me like a locust. I'm rambling, ran about whatever. How I lost the last one forever. Daydreams of old things. Daydreams and constant belief. I'm rambling, ran about whatever. How I lost the last one forever. Daydreams of old things. Daydreams and constant belief. They echo in my head. Yeah, they echo in my head.
For the money, man.
Straight up, it's for the money, man.
Let's get it.
We hungry.
Boy. Can't tell me nothing.
Can't tell me nothing.
While you was asleep,
I was up hustling.
I was up putting in work. I was up hustling. Can't tell me nothing.
Yeah.
It just can't work like me. It just can't grind like me. I put the time in G. And I heard that time in his key. Work like a slave to be free.
Yeah.
No mama praying for me.
I know mama praying for me.
The devil been praying on me. Tell him stop playing with me.
Don't play
I'm rolling with G-O-D. Ain't for the T-O-P. Can never go P-O-P. I'm on my J-O-B. Can never go O-J Mayo. I'm on my Grizzly. Do what I'm paid for. Boss up, baby. Do what I say so. Need a paycheck. I wanna make more.
Right.
This better play in the club. This better play in your whip. Don't act like this. Don't get you lit. King Yannick made a hit.
Litty.
Making all these haters sick. Sick to your stomach, vomit. Starting to see you don't want it, honest. Forget a like and a comment, honest. Can't put that in my bank account. I need that cash right now. I need a large amount. Flow like a current for currency currently. That's why we watered it down. Trying to make it rain. That's why we watered it down. Can't tell me nothing. While you was asleep, I was up hustling. I was up putting in work. I was up hustling. Can't tell me, can't tell me nothing. While you was asleep, I was up hustling.
I was up putting in work.
I was up hustling. Can't tell me nothing. Walk in the spot, put in work. No pain, no gain, so we make it hurt. Sweat on my shirt, sweat on my brow. Haters got it, boy, look at me now. I got everybody asking how. Practice, nigga, practice. That's that mindset. You gotta have it. If you don't have it, you'll be average. God gave me what I could manage. Took it, then I did damage. Damn it. I hope that you understand this. If you don't, I don't know. Let me
ain't never done. 24/7 sun. Even when I sleep, I dream about being elite. There's some motivation, homie. Get up out your seat.
Get up, man.
And if you preaching greatness, practice what you preach. Innovative and creative, niggas hating, praying. I fall off, they'll be forever waiting, no debating. Who's saving this generation? Giving them motivation.
Motivation.
Work.
Working.
Can't tell me nothing.
Can't tell me nothing.
While you was sleep.
Sleeping.
I was up hustling.
I was up hustling.
I was up putting in work.
Putting in work.
I was up hustling.
I was up hustling.
Can't tell me.
Can't tell me nothing.
Can't tell me nothing.
Can't tell me nothing.
Can't tell me.
Nah.
Can't tell me nothing.
Can't tell me nothing.
While you was sleep.
Sleeping.
I was up hustling.
I was up putting in work.
I was up hustling.
I was up hustling.
Can't tell me.
Can't tell me nothing.
Can't tell me nothing.
Can't tell me nothing.
Zoom, zoom, sweeping through the lanes like a swiffer broom. Hear the engine just blaze a lick of room, room. See them looking at the flex, cause I keep it on the high top. Got it going on, my game is on a nitro. When I speed by, it's like a blurred line. So I'm speeding up how I keep it when I'm rhyming. I'm speeding like no rear view mirrors. I check the blind spots and the spots get clearer. They mad cause my game is on that good, I hear ya. So I just fly right by them like push.
Gas pedal, gas pedal. Push. Gas pedal, gas pedal.
They see me up in the Jeep. They see me up in the Jeep. Snails, they trying to rule me. They trying to rule me. But I ain't got time for that slow shit. On 130 clicks, getting myself on board to just get in it. Can't slow down, dodge anything in my way. I just swerve right past them with some haste. Okay, you see me, you know my name Serenity. And I'm all about that peace, so peace hold me. Cause I gotta go to where I need to be. No holding back from my destiny. Moving forward as a bag, y'all order. No detours, orange signs, can't hold a Ford Focus. Then when I get that clearance, just a bust a little speed. Moving like infinity, you done know me.
Push, gas pedal, gas pedal. Push, gas pedal, gas pedal. Push, gas pedal, gas pedal. Why see me push, push, gas pedal, gas pedal. Why speeding, gas pedal, gas pedal. Gas pedal, gas pedal. Why speeding, gas pedal, gas pedal. See me push, push, gas pedal, gas pedal. Wow, wow. Gas pedal, gas pedal. Gas pedal, gas pedal. Gas pedal, gas pedal, see me push, push, gas pedal, wow, wow.
You're listening to Radio CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal, or online at ckut.ca.
You've traveled to France ready for a peaceful getaway, and within minutes of stepping foot in your rental car, you're flustered and stressed. This week's episode of In the Shower with Taz and Marcus asks, why do some countries drive on the left and others on the right?
In the shower with Taz and Marcus, 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 in the shower with Taz and Marcus.
Hello and welcome to In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, a bite-sized informative podcast made to be listened in the shower, but really you can listen to it anywhere you want.
The whole point of this podcast is that listeners send in questions they have always wondered the answer to, and we do our best to debunk them.
Have you ever wondered what water actually tastes like?
Or why men have nipples?
Or why we kiss?
Or what okay means?
Or why pineapples are the symbol of hospitality?
If you have wondered any of those questions, then good news, you've come to the right place. We have answered all of those and they are ready for your listening ears on Stitcher, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And today we're about to tackle one more.
So step into the share with us as we answer a question sent in by Owen Lynch asking, Why do some countries drive on the left and why do some countries drive on the right?
In the show with Taz and Marcus, 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 in the show with Taz and Marcus.
So before we kind of get started on this, on whether countries drive on the right or the left and why, Marcus, how do you tell your right from your left? So like, do you have a technique?
Yes, I have a technique. Okay. And it all dates back to when my next door neighbour, as a child, James Brady, got a Sega Mega Drive and Sonic the Hedgehog, the original Sonic the Hedgehog, this must have been in like 1995 maybe, maybe even earlier. There was a code you could put in, you could key in on the joypad.
Okay.
It was up, up, down, down, left, right, start, which would give you access to any levels that you wanted to in the game. Or it gave you something, maybe like more rings or something
like
that.
Wow.
Right? So up, up, down, down, left, right, start. And actually that was like a kind of a universal cheat code. It appeared in a few different games. But I remember it was like, if you can picture me doing it with my hands, it's like up, up, down, down, left, right.
So you have to know your left and right.
So that is literally the association of me saying left and right is how I learned my left from my right.
That's very good. I remember in school being told that if you make an L shape with both hands, the one that is correct is on your left-hand side.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. Like if you do it, like hold up, make L shapes.
So it's like L for left.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But to this day, how I remember directions, because you know the way you get really panicky when somebody asks for directions.
Do you know the amount of times that I've just given fake directions to people? This is actually
Marcus,
like proper confessional.
Why would you do that?
I'm coming clean because I panic sometimes, you know, like Spanish tourists come up and they're like, hey, Sarah, can you come to Temple Bar? How do you get to Temple Bar? I'm like, you go down the road, you take the second right and you go until you see an old man standing by a tree.
Marcus, and terrible man.
If he's wearing a green jumper, well then.
So you're the reason for loads of legless, confused Spaniards strolling around Dublin aimlessly.
But everyone, I have directions in life that I'm probably not qualified to give.
Like you probably do so on this podcast.
People are asking me for advice and I'll give it, but I am not a moral GPS. So can you imagine if that was a thing? Instead of Google Maps, it was like Google morality.
Do you know what? I actually often, at least once a week, will Google yes or no button or yes or no wheel to help me make decisions. Swear to God.
Really?
I swear to God.
Do you know what? I actually discovered the yes or no wheel this week because there was a question asked on Reddit that if you could spin a wheel that had a 50-50 chance that you would either get $100 billion or euro or whatever the currency was, pounds, maybe not like dinar or lira or whatever. If you get $100 billion or you could die instantly. Like, would you spin that wheel?
Absolutely not.
But like the amount of people who, but there were some really interesting ideas. But I'm not going to lie, I sat there probably for about 45 minutes to an hour just spinning this wheel over and over again. And
it's all an equation of probability.
But you know what? The thing is, it is and it isn't. I mean, like, you're resetting the wheel to 50% every time. But every single time that I died, I was like, well, good thing I didn't spin the wheel in real life. But every single time that I got the 100 billion euro, I was like, pay up. Where's my 100 billion euro? So that's, you know what? It's like, I think we just learned something fair. It's a bit of an expose on Taz and Marcus here. The shower is washing all our dirt out into the public.
Like, I will wake up, my alarm will go off at 7 o'clock in the morning early. If I'm waking up super early and it goes off at 6:30 and I have that moment where I'm like, do I get up? Do I leave the cozy confines of my bed?
That.
And I will open the yes no wheel.
No.
I swear to God.
Really?
I actively do that.
This is like, do you know, it's like betting everything on a coin flip.
Literally. Okay, we're way off the topic.
Like
in the confession
but going
to
back,
Marcus.
Going back to you know the left and the right. Yeah. So
you're right-handed, aren't you?
I'm right-handed. Yeah.
I am as well.
Yeah. Are you? Yeah, you are, yeah.
Yeah, I am. As are about 90% of the population, if you remember from our episode on why we have a dominant hand. Can you actually remember why we have a dominant hand, Marcus, in short? Putting you on the spot here.
Ooh, can I remember why we have a dominant hand? Yes, I can. It's because certain people, you use the left side of your brain to control your right hand, isn't it? And most people use the left side of their brain for activities such as writing and any activity that creates that kind of synaptic...
I think that's it's right.
Something along those lines.
Something
I'm
going
to have
lines.
Go back and re-listen to our own podcast.
Yeah, I know. I actually do that occasionally. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, so a lot of this episode is to do with people having a dominant hand, as you may have guessed, be it right or left.
Okay, so well, let's get cracking. I assume we have to go way, way back to a time before cars to get to the bottom of this one. Like, was this a thing where they had donkey lanes in old Roman times?
You joke, but this is true. So about 35% of the world's population drives on the left-hand side of the road.
Including Ireland.
Including Ireland. Yeah. And the countries that do are mostly old British colonies, which kind of hints to the answer.
Okay. So I'm thinking if it's a colonial force, Britain spread by, you know, going in and stealing land off people. And they did that through conflict. So is it anything to do with that? Like in the same way that your handshake was because that was your sword fighting hand. Is it like you drove on the left to have your right hand free for a sword? Does it come from like jousting or
that
something
is,
like
that? That is exactly it.
No way, really?
Yeah, genuinely.
Oh
so
God. Everything always comes back to stabbing, doesn't it?
In the past, almost everybody travelled on the left-hand side of the road. That's because that was the most sensible option for feudal, violent societies. Since most people are in fact right-handed, swordsmen or women prefer to keep to the left in order to have their right arm nearer to an opponent in Roman times.
Isn't it mad though that like so many, as you said, feudal, violent societies, like so many things that we take for granted are built around stabbing people.
Literally.
Like honestly, it's great. The way you shake hands, the way you salute. Spiral staircases and castles.
Why you stick your finger up. Remember
why
that?
Why you stick your finger up. Yeah. But like even, you know, in old castles, how you see spiral staircases. Mm-hmm. The way they spiral, the direction they spiral is designed to give the owner of the castle, who would presumably have the upper ground if an invasion is happening, they would climb to the top of a tower and they would have their right hand free, whereas the spiral would contain the sword hand of an advancing attacker. Like all of these little things, like so many things in our world are just based around stabbing people.
That is crazy.
How crazy is that? So when did it all start changing? Like when did we move away from the way of the sword?
In the late 1700s, teamsters in France and the United States began hauling farm products in big wagons pulled by several pairs of horses.
So this is still in a time when the horse was the main form of transport, but now we're moving from loaded mules right up to horse-drawn wagons, right?
Exactly. These wagons had no driver's seat. Instead, the driver sat on the left rear horse so he could keep his right arm free to lash them, essentially.
Oh, okay. So he was just like slapping the horses a bit.
To keep them going.
That's what you mean by lash.
That's how it worked.
Whip the poor workhorses.
Literally. Anyway, since he was sitting on the left, naturally they would want anybody to pass on the left so he could look down and make sure he was kept clear of the oncoming wagon's wheels or just to be closer to that person. Therefore, he kept to the right-hand side of the road. So that's kind of when it was first seen.
Okay, so the 1700s in France, when all of a sudden it was wagons that weren't sat on. They were like dragged by horses and the person sat on the horse.
Yes.
And sat on the back left to have control over the entire what's the name? The pack of horses? The team? The curiosity of horses? What is the...
I don't know, actually.
What is the name?
Flock of horses? No.
Flock?
Herd.
Herd? No, that's cows.
Anyway.
Pack?
I don't know. Team of horses?
Team. Let us know. Send us in your preferred term for a group of horses on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. We would love to hear about from you. But that's when we saw people driving on the right in France and the United States. Yeah?
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. Did it spread from there? Was it that influential?
That's exactly what happened. So in Russia in 1709, the Danish envoy under Tsar Peter the Great noted the widespread custom for traffic in Russia to pass on the right. But it was only in about 1752 that Empress Elizabeth, Elizaveta Petrovna, officially ensued an edict for traffic to keep on the right.
So in Russia, they brought it in. Was that the first traffic law?
That was, like, yeah.
She brought in the edict to make that official.
To make that official. So that was one of the first laws. It was official as of 1752 that you had to drive or ride on the right-hand side.
So that was one of the first, like, official, proper, you know, empirical edict traffic laws.
Exactly. And then in addition to that, the French Revolution of 1789 gave a huge boost to right-handed travel in Europe. So up until this point, it was very much left-handed, as we said, so you had your right hand free. But it kind of started to become more and more popular to drive on the right-hand side or to ride on the right-hand side. And the French Revolution of 1789 gave a huge boost to this. The fact is, before the revolution, the aristocracy travelled on the left of the road, forcing peasantry over to the right.
Okay, so they were like, you're just rolling down the left, just being like, in a French accent, over to the right now, peasants!
That's literally it.
So,
aristocracy on the left and peasantry on the right. But after the storming of the Bastille and the subsequent events, aristocrats preferred to keep a low profile and joined the peasants on the right side of the road.
I missed the song about that in the Miserables, which is all about the storming of the Bastille and French Revolution and all that kind of stuff. Not about redefining traffic laws by blending in. That's actually so interesting, right?
Yeah.
So from then in France, if you drove on the left, it could be assumed that you were an aristocrat and you could be open to attack. See, everything's about getting stabbed.
Exactly.
Everything comes back to getting shanked.
So from then, an official keep right rule was introduced in Paris in 1794, more or less kind of parallel to Denmark, where driving on the right became compulsory in 1793.
And I suppose that any sort of business or conquest that left France would have been done so on the right-hand side then. Yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
So meaning entering countries on the right-hand side and sort of forcing that on the country. So, I mean, like, as trade grew, because Europe is, you know, mainly landlocked and bordering countries, that would have just made sense to spread that from whatever heartland it was spreading from.
That's exactly it. So later, Napoleon's conquest spread the new rightism to the Low Countries, Belgium, the Netherlands, Luxembourg, Switzerland, Germany, Poland, and many parts of Spain and Italy. The states that had resisted Napoleon kept left, like Britain, the Austro-Hungarian Empire, and Portugal. This European division between the left and right-hand nations would remain fixed for more than 100 years until after the First World War.
Oh, wow. So Napoleon did a hell of a lot, didn't he?
He really did.
So basically, those that Napoleon defeated drove on the right-hand side, and all those who resisted stayed left, almost as like an act of like, fuck you, Napoleon.
Genuinely, wow. Yeah. Then with the expansion of travel and road building in the 1800s, traffic regulations were made in every country.
So whether they were left driving or right.
Exactly. Left-hand driving was made mandatory in Britain in 1835. Countries which were part of the British Empire then followed suit. This is why to this very day, India, Australasia, and the former British colonies in Africa all drive on the left-hand side. An exception to the rule, however, is Egypt, which had been conquered by Napoleon before becoming a British dependency.
So driving on the left or the right is actually like a Napoleonic battle versus the British Empire.
That's historically...
I never even had a remote idea of that. That is incredible. So what about countries that were never as affected by, like, you know, British or French imperial force? Like, say, countries in Asia.
Okay, so yeah. So, like, Japan, for instance, was never part of the British Empire, but its traffic goes to the left. Although the origin of this habit goes back to the Edo period, which was about 1603 to 1868, it wasn't until 1872 that this unwritten rule became more or less official. That was the year when Japan's first railway was introduced, built with technical aid from the British.
I remember that in the film The Last Samurai, starring Tom Cruise.
So gradually a massive network of railways and trams were built, and of course all trains and trams drove on the left-hand side because they had so much aid from the British. Still, it took another half century till about 1924 until left-side driving was clearly written into law.
And then what about the United States? Because, I mean, that was a kind of a mix of European colonization and British.
In the early days of English colonization of North America, English driving customs were followed and the colonies drove on the left. After gaining independence from England, however, they were anxious to cast off all remaining links with their British colonial past and gradually change to right-hand driving. Incidentally, the influence of other European migrants, of other European immigrants such as the French, should absolutely not be underestimated. The first law requiring drivers to keep to the right was passed in Pennsylvania in 1792, and similar laws were passed in New York in 1804 and New Jersey in 1813.
And then Canada, or parts of Canada at least, I can only assume were influenced by France.
Well, for a while it was kind of a bit messy. So despite the developments in the US, some parts of Canada continued to drive on the left until shortly after World War II. The territories controlled by the French, which is from Quebec to Louisiana, drove on the right. But the territory occupied by the English, as you could imagine, so the areas of British Columbia, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island and Newfoundland, all kept left. British Columbia and the Atlantic provinces switched the right in the 1920s in order to conform with the rest of Canada and the USA. So up until kind of recently enough, the 1920s, different places within Canada drove either on the right or the left.
That is messy.
It is messy.
Very messy. So how many countries today still drive on the left?
75 countries drive on the left today, Ireland being one of them.
I still can't believe that this all started with wanting to free your fighting hand. Do you know what? Like, imagine being a left-handed swordsman in that situation. You could be coming in from every... It's like being a southpaw in boxing. It all, like, everything comes down to stabbing. Even the things that you think aren't going to come down to stabbing, all of a sudden it has to do with Napoleon beating up your country or British colonialism. Like,
it's kind of actually cool, though, isn't it? That it's like, it's that simple. It's either whether your country was defeated or stood its ground against Napoleon or British colonialism.
Or if, in the case of Japan, you took help from the British... And you took influence. It's just like, it is fascinating.
It's cool, isn't it?
It really is just like...
It's kind of, I like questions where you have a finite answer, and that's it's fairly finite, this one.
This is, yeah, that's actually, do you know what? Like, I'm kind of in the middle here because I'm half French, half Irish. And I always wonder, like, when you go to Paris, you can see traces of the Napoleonic time everywhere. Like, look at any of the major bridges in Paris and look at the giant limestone ends on them, or like you can see it on so many buildings. And then you kind of look at, you know, the influence that that had on everything from architecture to design to stuff like this that I'm still finding out today. It's absolutely incredible. But then my Irish side looks at the fact that countries are actually casting off right-hand driving or left-hand driving because they want to get away from British colonial rule. It's just like, it's amazing.
It is cool, isn't it?
In the show with Tazimarcus, 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 in the show with Tazimarcus.
So there you have it, Owen Lynch. That is why some countries stick to the left and some countries stick to the right, but all countries still drive.
All countries still drive. Guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of In the Shower with Taz and Marcus. If you like the podcast, then please, please, please do your bit to help us promote it. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell the person you're sitting beside on the bus. Share this episode or your favourite episode on your social media. Or, just get involved and tell your friends about us.
If you want to get in touch with us, or you have a question, or you just want to say hi or send us a picture of your dog, anything, it's really easy. You can get us on Instagram or Twitter, just at In the Shower Pod. And on Facebook, just search for In the Shower with Taz and Marcus. And do not hesitate to ask us a question or send us a message or just get in touch.
Yeah, so every single episode of In the Shower is sent in by a listener. So we are always open to your questions, anything that keeps you up at night. There is no such thing as a silly question. We will do our best to debunk it.
You can get, what's our email address?
Oh, you can send your question to our email address at intheshowerpodcast@gmail.com.
So easy to get in touch with us.
So easy.
So easy. Simple. Couple of thank yous to wrap up the episode. A big thank you to all of the crew in the Head Stuff Podcast Network. Alan, Paddy, all of the crew. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Flo Robinson, for our cover art.
Dave Gertzman, who came up with both our theme songs. Dave, you are supremely talented. You are the prince of the theme song game, both in terms of monarchy and in terms of referencing an artist.
And finally, thank you so much to you for dedicating your ears to us for the last little chunk of time. We really, really appreciate you. You're great. You look great. You're a good person. You're loved.
Absolutely. I hope that our voices helped improve your day just a little bit.
Marcus, next week's question.
Next week's question is another big one that I can't wait to research, because do you know what? Like, constantly when I was doing that that question about space ending, I was listening to like all the Hans Zimmer soundtracks for like Inception and Interstellar and all those. And I think I'm going to have another Hans Zimmer binge when I'm researching this one.
What is it?
It comes from Lee Weaver, and he asks, is time travel possible?
That episode is going to be out next Monday in time for your morning shower.
In time travel for your morning shower. But in the meantime, keep scrubbing.
In the shower with Tazza Marcus, 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 in the shower with Tazza Marcus.
This has been a production of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
Sam's excited to see his favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt. He threw away his ticket. And he thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. Beginning in September, you'll need a vaccination passport to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Well, that wraps up another great edition of the Wednesday Morning After. Keep listening to CKUT.
Hâte de célébrer son anniversaire au resto. Elle y a pensé toute la semaine. Elle a invité ses amis. Elle a acheté une nouvelle robe. Elle s'est rendue au resto. Elle n'a pas pu rentrer dans le resto. Elle a dû ranger sa nouvelle robe. Elle n'a pas pu voir ses amis. Et elle y a pensé toute la semaine.
N'attendez pas de frapper un mur. Faites-vous vacciner. Le passeport vaccinal est maintenant exigé pour fréquenter certains lieux publics. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.